You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. A San Antonio City Council member wants voters to have a direct say on how bond dollars are spent on Project Marvel. The ambitious plan to reshape downtown around a new Spurs arena and create an entertainment district. District 4 Councilman Edward Munguia is proposing that Project Marvel infrastructure costs be broken out separately in the city's next $600 million bond election, expected in May of 2027. Munguia tells TPR that the city should first exhaust special financing tools before tapping bond dollars that all San Antonio's taxpayers repay.
We got to tap in and use these special dollars, these PFZ funds, as much as possible for this project and try not to rely as much on bond, which is shared by the entire city of San Antonio.
Munguia says the math is straightforward and the trade-offs are real.
The more money that goes into the center of the city through the bond specifically and into a very specific footprint within downtown does mean less money to go around the rest of the city and each individual council district.
The proposal for a cost breakdown has support from Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones and several council members. Others warn it could set a precedent for fracturing how the city votes on bond programs. Hear a longer conversation with Munguia at TPR.org. Just search for The Source. And plans for a second convention center hotel tied to Project Marvel have hit a major obstacle. The proposed 1,000-room hotel was slated for the site of the San Antonio Water System's chilled water plant on Commerce Street. The plan got scrapped after ASAW studies found relocating the facility would cost more than $300 million. SAW's communication director Ann Hayden says the current rate proposal regarding residential and commercial customers remains unchanged.
None of the funds associated with our proposed water and wastewater rate adjustments were intended for relocation of the chilled water plant.
SAW is now studying upgrades to its cooling system to support future growth downtown. Project Marvel leaders are evaluating other options as plans move forward. Lots of rain, humidity, and rising temperatures have created optimal conditions for pesky mosquitoes this year in Bexar County. TPR's Jerry Clayton reports officials are stepping up their battle against them.
That's the sound of one of Bexar County's mosquito abatement program trucks fogging for the insects, as this season has seen a substantial increase. Public Works crews have been active since April and now have begun setting traps, testing specimens, and ramping up fogging. Mosquitoes transmit a variety of diseases. Officials are asking the public to help by draining standing water where mosquitoes breed, like old tires, flower pots, and clogged rain gutters. To protect yourself, use insect repellent containing DEET or similar products. Dress in long sleeves and long pants when outside. Stay indoors at dusk and dawn when mosquitoes are most active. You should also protect your windows and doors with screens. To report increased mosquito activity in unincorporated Bexar County, residents can call the Public Works Office at 210-335-6700. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Spurs fell short of a victory in Game 1 last night of the NBA Finals against the New York Knicks, 105-95. Victor Wembanyama says the Spurs didn't play their best basketball, but he doesn't see any reason to panic.
I think we let that one go. This is why I'm not worried. We're going to be so much better. I'm going to be so much better.
Rookie Dylan Harper says the focus is on bouncing back.
We're going to be better. We're going to bounce back. And we just got to keep staying positive.
The Spurs will get a chance to even the series Friday night. Game 2 tips off at 7:30 p.m. at the Frost Bank Center tomorrow. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.